Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Erica Green of the Baltimore Sun, a reporter on the education front where there's never any lack of news. Erica, what's going on over there? There seem to be some financial problems, some interesting problems that I think that have attracted attention on overtime and pay for sick leave and things like that. What's going on?
What's going on is that we have this long-standing issue that, frankly, the school system really just hasn't touched, and that is the issue of some really outdated policies around sick leave, vacation leave, and to some extent, just additional compensation that is pretty standard, like overtime, but in recent years has really kind of gotten out of control. And those aren't my words; those are officials' words in the school system. So,
remind us of what the numbers are.
So, according to data that we received for last year, and that's last calendar year, the school district paid out around $42 million in additional compensation. And this is compensation on top of salaries. So this is sick leave, vacation leave, bonuses, stipends, back pay, and $4 million in overtime. And so, combined, that's $46 million. That they're paying on top of some pretty already competitive salaries.
Is this related to a contract that was done by the former CEO of the schools?
So yes and no. It does have to do with the contract in the way that when the former CEO negotiated the teachers union and principals union contracts to make them pay for performance, they did not touch the benefits packages. So they did not touch the policies that allow for how much you can cash out and leave. But, those provisions have been in the contracts for decades, frankly. So, they focused on merit pay, didn't really adjust or seek to renegotiate any of the other parts of the contracts. So there was really kind of no balance. At least that's how it was explained to me.
What does the current CEO plan to do about this?
He says that he wants to reopen negotiations with the teachers union and the principals union. He wants to tackle health care costs, which he says has kind of gotten completely out of whack and driving up costs beyond what the school system can cover. And he says he also wants to look at leave pay, putting caps on how much people can cash out when they leave, and really trying to rein in those two really fluctuating costs.
Erica, tell me what you think about this. At about the time, I think, that Mr. Alonzo, the former CEO, was leaving, there were problems with the teacher unions in Washington, big ones, and he seemed to escape them. And when I look at this situation, it makes me wonder, well, this is how he escaped.
Well, I mean, he went after what he thought was important, and he didn't try to overturn everything. He did it in, a prioritized piecemeal way. And, that leaves other, kind of messes, if you will, for others to clean up.
For the current guy to clean up. Well, Erica, thanks for being with us. I think it's a subject we may get back to.
Thank you.
For Erica Green, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.